This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Coming up on Relatables, things girls do when they gaslight you. Point at a girl and say, she's so hot. Then get mad when he agrees.
Too many girls would do that.
I gotta say, he deserves to get in trouble because if he doesn't know what you're doing, this man's stupid. Jake and Artie, the Relatable Party.
Relatable. You are listening to
Relatables.
That's it, baby. Spotify, we're back into it.
We're back again.
It's good to be here.
Good to be here. Oddie, I'm starting it off. Well, I want to like get right into it this episode.
That's what I love.
We're going to try and cram a fair bit in, all right?
Yeah.
So I've thought of these. Things girls wear regularly that cannot be comfortable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Keen to see your take on this.
G-strings.
You're going straight into it. No messing. I don't think it's been 30 seconds yet. I don't know. I can't see it either.
It's impossible.
It's like a piece of string. I can't see it.
There's no coverage.
We used the row too, and that going up your bum was,
I tell you what,
inconvenient at the least.
Okay, we think girls are all like pretty, clean, cute, sexy. You know?
You're going deep straight away. All right.
And
don't say it.
There has to be poo stains on them. There has to be. I'm sorry. There has to be. I don't want to think about it. Yeah.
Too much.
Easy one.
Yeah.
Bras.
Well, I think that's more of a, they have to wear it.
I know, like
for support.
More support and stuff, but all I know is that we're never going to get this feeling and I'm very jealous that I just want to come home after a long day and rip that thing off.
Well, I think the equivalent is like after a long day's work as a tradie or something, the boots, unzip the boots, take them off.
I don't know if it's equivalent, eh?
You don't reckon?
I
don't know.
I just think about it. You got like this wire thing pressing into you the whole day.
Mm.
Like, and then you get home and it's like have you ever been wearing a pair of undies and the seam's a bit folded? And then it's like, you kind of go like that and fix it.
Yeah.
I reckon that's like 1% of how good that would feel taken off.
Good point.
Yeah.
I'm kind of weird, but I think it would be an amazing feeling.
I think it would be, I'm jealous.
You're jealous.
I'm not jealous of anything else about girls, but that.
What?
I'm a little jealous over the power they have over men, but we won't talk about that. Okay.
You're in the mood for this one.
Claw clips for their hair.
Oh, those things. Direct. That looks like it hurts, hey?
It does. I think it looks uncomfortable.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, like trying to lay down and shit.
You know what they remind me of? You ever play that like candy machine where you drop the candy and try and pick it up? Reminds me of one of them in the hair.
That's fair, eh?
Yeah.
Honestly, fair. Whenever I have one and my sister's got them all around the house, I always will pick it up. I put my finger in and I just close it on my finger.
Hurts?
I don't know why. No, it doesn't hurt.
Huh.
But I don't know why. I just always try and close the claw clips on my finger.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing ever. Chunky earrings.
Yeah, no.
Imagine having weight dangle off your...
That's all for the look.
That's 100%. Yeah. There's no way they wear that for comfort.
I can't see that being comfortable. No.
It's just ridiculous. Fake nails.
Oh, we know kind of.
Long fake nails.
We had, shellacs?
We had shellac on our nails, but we didn't have fake nails.
At the start though, you feel it. You're like, my nails feel heavy when you're doing stuff.
Honestly, yeah, it feels different.
I can't imagine the pain that they've gone through. Like even typing on your phone, you hear that...
I reckon that's kind of satisfying, just like the click, click, click.
It is, but then you see
typing on a computer.
Well, when they drive, they can't rub the handle all the way around the steering wheel. They have to go like, ch-ch-ch.
You know what? I didn't know this. Found this out recently. Fake nails make it very hard to put moisturizing cream on.
Oh, I bet.
Because you don't want to get it caught in there because you have to like really scrape it out and it's just such an effort. And lip balm, you have to put it on the back of the nail and then put it on. And then you have to go like that.
Tell you what it's good for. It'd stop you popping your pimples because you physically couldn't.
I think it makes it easier to pop pimples.
No, because that'll just scratch your face. You need your finger pressure, not the nails.
I know it's easier for blackheads, but maybe it's not easier for pimples.
Yeah. Well, this is groundbreaking stuff here.
Seriously, this is just me making observations.
Is this what you do in your spare time?
Fake lashes.
Yeah, no.
Nah, fuck that, bro. Are you serious? They glue fake lashes onto your eyes.
Oh, you got to give them props, but the things they do to look like even more pretty than they already are.
Yeah. You know what? I might try and remember to
like
say.
Like, we do nothing.
Yeah, we do fuck all.
Like, we put some deodorant on.
I do. If they're lucky. Honestly. Like, if I remember to put perfume on, like, I it's not the be all end all.
I love how you call it perfume.
What do I have? Cologne. If I forget to put cologne on, like, if I remember to put cologne on, it's just that I remember.
You've been in the head of a female. You've been thinking of a female, like a female.
Yeah. Okay. Hair extensions.
Yeah, nah.
Nah.
Oh, they're really annoying to maintain too, I'm pretty sure.
They're expensive.
Yeah.
High heels.
Mm, they do look good though. The legs, emphasize the legs. Honestly, do you reckon? Worth it?
Like, as in beauty is pain type thing?
But like, then you see them like when you have to go jump between bars and they take them off because you got to walk and you're like, is it really worth it? They're barefoot in this thing.
Yeah. Are you ever out early in the morning and you see a girl or like maybe a couple girls walking down the street, had a big night and she's got a high heels just in her.
All the time.
And she's walking barefoot.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You're disgusting.
Get some sort of worm in your foot or something like that. You're going to get like some sort of like intestinal worm from walking in a puddle. Jesus Christ. Fake tan. I know when it sets in, it's not uncomfortable, but when you put it on and you have to have fake tan sheets, you have to have fake tan pajamas and you have to just sit in it and just, it can't feel good when you first put it on.
Is that what you have to do? Fake tan pajamas and sheets?
Yeah.
Wow.
You should see the stains on some of these bitches' sheets. Sorry, what? I shouldn't call you bitches. Some of the stains on these girls' sheets.
Bitches.
You can leave it in, but I corrected myself. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, nah, I'll move that one.
Okay, I got one more.
Is it the best one?
Nah, but I think you'll be like, oh, that makes sense. Slick back buns.
Ooh, yeah. That is painful.
How much hair do you reckon they lose doing that?
A lot. It's called something.
It's called that.
Yeah, no, people lose their hair and get, dudes especially, when they wear a slick back bun.
A receding hairline.
It's something else. It's called a clinical term. So the longer you do it, you see those like Devon patches.
Yeah.
What's that called?
What are these called? Well, I've got them. It's like I got an M.
Show the camera what you got.
No.
Do it.
Never.
This is about being relatable. Everyone's got things that are, they're not.
I'll admit it, but I won't show it.
Show it. They're not proud of.
Fuck off. I'm not showing that shit anywhere. All I got to say is the amount of headaches girls get and they're like, why have I got a headache? And then they have a slick back bun. That's why you have a headache.
Final question before we get into the next thing.
Yeah.
How many views would it take if you were sleeping and I shaved your head off bald?
Ooh, you mean how many views for what?
I made a video out of it and then you'd be like, oh, that was fine. We got a million views. I don't care.
Nah, it would have to be like something crazy. It'd have to be like fucking 50 million.
Really?
Something crazy, yeah. Something crazy.
Not like, even like
we get it. We do it. We're doing fine. We're doing fine as it is.
What if you just woke up, recorded it, posted it, easy 2 mil?
I reckon, okay, if you posted a video and it was like on me and I have hair and you're like, Jay, how many views does this video need to get for me to shave your head bald? Yeah. So like buzz and then razor bald, fucking shiny, you know, need to wear sunscreen on it. I would say 50 million views. You would need 50 million.
Fine. You heard him, guys.
That's a lot. What about you?
You heard him. I'd probably do it for like, I've drawn skinhead before. I didn't mind my head, skinhead. Okay. Like I'd probably do it for like 5.
I don't think I've ever gone skin.
Yeah.
I'd probably, as soon as it starts to grow back a little bit, I'd probably like bleach it.
I haven't seen your receipt in a long time. Can you just show me? I'll cut it out. No. Come on. Just show us.
No.
Anyways, everybody, up next is a YouTube exclusive. Girl Next Door or Man Eater. So if you want some visuals, head on over to YouTube. The rest is going to be the same throughout.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the episode.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. This is a big episode, actually. We're trying to jam a lot in.
Yeah.
But before we get into it, a couple things. The hot girl walks are going great, I want to say.
They are going great.
We're promoting fitness. You're getting that 50 minutes in, maybe even an hour today.
I didn't even realize. Yeah, you promote fitness when we do that.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
No, I didn't realize.
And then you look good, coffee in hand, listening to us. Hopefully we get a giggle out of you. And yep. Share that onto your Instagram and tag Jake and Al's personals.
Yeah.
Not only that, 5-star Spotify.
Please.
Sign up to Patreon.
Please.
$5 a month for an extra episode and they're rogue. They've been going rogue over there.
They actually kind of have been going a bit rogue.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I know.
And
we need to like restrain ourselves a little bit.
Nah, fuck. I would like to say, unfortunately, Oddie is 4-2 up on the outfits of the week.
Comeback of the season, guys.
It is a good comeback. I was 2 up and I was all confident. Now he's got, and that's 4. Now he's 4 ahead of me. He's got 2 ahead of me.
4-2. But I have doubled up on I've worn this shirt before.
Yeah, you have. I haven't doubled up on the fits yet.
But that
I used to all the time.
I think maybe we should just do outfit of the week shoes only.
We should do a shoes only one.
Like these ones right now. because we got Crocs on.
Come on, surely.
Sure, it's a
mine are fucking wicked.
We've got some Crocs on. It's a season of the Crocs.
It is.
But thanks, everybody. Let's jump into the epi.
Okay, dilemma time. Warning, TMI. I went to a guy's as a booty call. We'd been on one date before, but had only done bits at that time. We were in doggy, and suddenly I feel terrible pain as he sticks it in the wrong hole. I literally thought I was bleeding, but thankfully wasn't. That hadn't at all been the plan, and he claims it was accidental. However, my friends who I've told are shocked he could mess it up badly, especially in doggy, when the lights were on too. Don't worry, not a big light, small light. As men who have probably seen a girl from that angle, do you think he did it on purpose, or is he just really bad at sex?
Ooh.
That's fucking a lot of TMI.
Yeah, it is a lot. We might need to give like an R rating on this episode.
It's fucking wild. I'm just trying to think here.
What's with the assumptions that we've been in that position, Jake?
No, who do you think we are?
Yeah, what do you mean?
As two
straight males.
Reputable. I don't even know.
Reputable.
Respectable.
Very respectable.
As two respectable young men.
I've caught myself there once or twice.
I may have accidentally been in said scenario. But I can't say it's easy.
I don't want to get into details. Is she talking bum or like?
Yeah, he accidentally put it in her butt.
With the lights on, that's wild.
It's also like, I think I'm going to be with her friends on this one. Her friends are shocked that he could mess it up that badly, especially being able to see. Even if you couldn't see. Like, it just doesn't work like that.
I know. Unless he like went really... That's giving me like weird... Like, if it is on purpose, that's all kinds of wrong. And like...
Definitely.
You should... I don't know what you should do in that situation. Definitely don't see him again if that is the case.
Yeah, no.
Maybe ask him. You'd probably be able to tell off the type of guy he is. Like, if he's... But the fact he's having a booty call... It's too hard to say because we're not in his head. If he's a fuckwit of a guy, I'm going to say it was...
I don't know though. Like, I just don't think that that's a thing that's even possible... I'm talking about based off the
physics,
position.
Physics.
Based off the position. And based off knowing how a penis works, all right?
Yeah.
You wanna know, so, because...
I love how you picked this one.
Because it sticks straight up.
Yeah.
He had to think about it.
Mm.
You know, he had to point in said direction.
Yeah.
So, and he like, also probably had to kind of like...
And there's some force on
he
like...
He kind of had to like, you know, he wasn't on his knees.
Yeah, in our... Professional opinion, I think we're going to lean towards that, especially if it like I'm going to say that he's a bad bloke and he maybe did it on purpose and hoped you'd like it, which is all caught such a wrong because he should ask for consent.
Yeah, definitely.
And the fact that you came out like hopefully you're not mentally scarred but physically unscarred is good, but probably just wouldn't see that guy again or just ask him if you want to see him again. And get the truth. That's the only way you can really know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a bit odd to me, but...
Yeah, give me like the heebie-jeebies. Don't want to know that. Because it's a vulnerable position to be in because you don't have any control.
Yeah, facts.
100%. All right, my dilemma. Okay. Strong upper body gains versus stereotypical female bodies. Hi, guys. I've been working out for a year now and recently joined a CrossFit gym. It's honestly the most fun I've had moving my body and makes me feel so strong. It's been giving me more gains than standard bodybuilding has been, which I love and am proud of. But this is also where my dilemma comes in. I've been seeing a lot of changes in my upper body and noticed I'm looking stronger and more defined. Now, I've always had a small waist and wide hips, but I'm also 178 centimeters tall. I've always envisioned those petite and smaller girls due to my height and feel like the upper body gains are bringing me further away than that look. In theory, I know the comparison, especially when it comes to my type of body, is dumb and makes me feel all types of wrong and I shouldn't compare myself. So my question is, what do you guys think about women with strong upper bodies? Does it turn you off because it's not the stereotypical petite female body? Or do you simply appreciate a woman working out because it makes him feel strong and confident? Greetings from Germany.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
It's a very good dilemma.
Was she saying that she wants to be more like petite? Is that what she's saying?
She's working out and she likes what comes out of working out, but she doesn't like that it makes her not look like the stereotypical female that she thinks males like.
Right.
So she's asking is it a turn off that girls are big and bulky or like muscular.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I can go off my personal preference, and my personal preference is not big and bulky.
Yeah. Oh,
but
that's
me.
No, yeah. I was going to say that it all comes down to preference, but also that every girl's when they start working out is I don't want to get too big, which is relatable. Yeah. And I don't think there's unless you're taking some type of performance enhancing drug that makes you too big. In no way you're going to be undesirable to any man. There's going to be a man out there for you who likes and appreciates the effort that you put into your body.
If you
do take it to the extreme and get extremely big, it might limit your pool of men that you can see. But majority of men are going to appreciate the effort that you're putting into your body. And especially if you meet a nice guy and you explain that it's good for your mental health and it's the best you've ever felt and moved, I think he'd appreciate the hard work you're putting into your body.
Yeah. No, I mean, I couldn't agree more. I was just going to say that as well. Like, you just... maybe making the dating pool smaller.
Yeah, that's it.
You're just going to have to be more.
And I don't think that's a problem though.
You don't think that's a problem? No, I mean,
because you're going to find a guy who has like minds about working out and probably is a bigger guy too.
Yeah, I assume like because like I would assume that you like a bigger bulky guy.
Unless a type's like tiny little guys, maybe that's the only problem. But
like what about you? Would you want a big bulky girl?
I'm not opposed to like muscle and working out, really.
No, I'm talking like big bulky girl. Like I know you want someone to work out, but I'm talking like big bulky girl.
No, I'm not opposed to it.
Oh, you know? So there you go. Look, Oddie doesn't care.
No, not at all.
Whereas I actually like, I mean, I can't help what my preference is.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're just going to have to, I don't know. So if you're only caring because you think it's what guys like, then you're just going to have to try and change your thought pattern.
Yeah.
But if you want to look like small and petite, then just stop doing so much upper body.
And yeah, I think it all just comes down to if you love doing it, it shouldn't matter if it affects how a man perceives you.
Nah.
Because at the end of the day, there's going to be one who likes you for you and everything that makes you you.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
All right. My boyfriend and I used to be friends before we started dating.
Red flag.
Yeah. Wrong
game. Sorry.
They can start dating after being friends.
I guess. Anyway.
Now because they admit that they have feelings.
Red flag. Sorry for interrupting you.
My boyfriend and I used to be friends before we started dating. I used to have an account where I posted photos that made me feel good. Yes, I have a sexy bunny suit.
Okay.
He followed that account. However, he never liked the posts. Do I bring it up with him? I really liked that side of me and I don't want to stop, but I also don't want to upset him. Is there a chance he just didn't like it? It makes me feel anxious.
Oh, okay.
So she has started dating a guy that she was friends with and she has like an account where she posts, I guess, just like sexy photos that makes her feel good.
Yeah.
And then she just doesn't know whether to keep going or not.
Well, I think reading into a like is don't do that. Reading into, he didn't like the picture that she posted. That's all he did.
Oh, no, yeah. So he follows the account, but he doesn't like any of the photos. He probably just didn't want to like him because like your friends and
I wouldn't just read in, even if you don't know. You're reading into a situation where like it's leaving it in the air.
Mm.
Just have the conversation with him.
Yeah.
Especially if it's your boyfriend. Be like, do you like that side of me when I get all sexy and dress up?
Yeah. And like he probably, I assume like you were doing that before you guys started dating and he followed it. So he saw that. And like, so he obviously likes it because you guys are now dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of like if my girlfriend posts a pic, let alone it's not a sexy bunny pic, but any pic, I have to sometimes forget to I'll see it. Yeah. I just don't even like it.
Sometimes I literally look at stuff and I don't like anything for like weeks and weeks at a time.
Yeah, like I try to, but sometimes like I don't like stuff.
Yeah, you get like lost in a trance.
So it's just definitely don't read into it too much and figure it out by just having a conversation because communication's key.
Communication is key, 100%. I would just let him just say to him like that you just like if you were to say to someone like it genuinely brings me joy that
curveball. Next time you're gonna get down and dirty in the bedroom, right? say, got to go to the bathroom real quick just before we get into it. Is that all right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jump in the bathroom, put the sexy bunny outfit on.
Yeah.
Come in, start jumping around, see if he likes it.
That's role play. I don't think he's going to want role play.
No, just start, see what he does.
Fucking hell, role play would scare me.
You'll know the reaction on his face immediately. Is he like, oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a good point. And then like, as long as you're okay with him not being okay with it.
Then he doesn't have time to think. And you're like, there's his actual.
He has no time to think. His first reaction is going to be his genuine reaction.
Problem solved.
But sometimes also like, if he looks shocked, you could take it in a bad way. Whereas if he doesn't like it, but sometimes it is just like shocking, but he might like it. Like it could just be shocking, but he likes it.
True. But honestly, simple answer is just have a conversation with him.
Like, yeah, honestly. Yeah, just have a conversation.
All right, next dilemma. I have a question for your podcast that I think a lot of people would love to know the answer, especially girls. Huh? Why is it that I and many other people I know in a similar situation struggle to get a boyfriend? Backstory, I am nice, confident, bubbly, and a funny person and have a lot of friends. Also smart, doing a degree in law and commerce. I've never struggled in the department of attracting guys. Many people I know also fit into this category, and we seem to struggle to break the code of getting a boyfriend. Looking for advice from a guy, plus I think your podcast is fucking hilarious.
Thank you. Damn. I feel like I say damn at the end of so many of these.
I think we've got similar dilemmas before where girls tick all the boxes in all the right places, but somehow they're not attracting boyfriends or boyfriend-like men. And I think it's, I don't know. I was going to say it's coming down to like our age bracket and a lot of people, but some people are looking for a relationship. Like some people want to just party and be single. They're in their like hot boy again, hot girl summer. And some people would want to settle down, but others aren't ready.
I don't know. Sometimes I think like we don't get to look at, I'm not just like saying you're ugly. I just like, but we don't get to look at the person sending the dilemma, but also like, how is this person acting?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like we know that maybe you don't struggle to, maybe you don't struggle to attract a guy, you know, maybe you're fine in that aspect, but like some people like literally don't. I'm not saying this to the person that sent this in. I'm just saying that sometimes it's the case where it's like some people just don't realize that they could be the problem in the sense of like, I don't know, maybe you're a bitch. Like maybe you are. Like, you know, like we don't know that, but maybe like have you ever stopped and just thought like, if you're genuinely happy with the way you are, then don't change. But I'm just saying like has a guy ever said to you maybe like, you don't make me feel good? Because it's a big thing. Like if my girlfriend didn't make me feel good, then I'm not going to be with them.
It extends further than your accolades of being smart and pretty.
Yeah, like just because you are smart and you're pretty and you think like, oh, I look good, so, and like I attract guys, that means I should have a boyfriend. Like you also, there's like a lot goes into being in a relationship.
Mm.
Like a lot, like just, yeah.
I don't know. Personality?
Mm.
I'm a big believer in as well. It sounds like you're looking for a relationship, which I don't think is necessarily healthy because you then like change the way you look. I think it should happen naturally.
Yeah.
But I suppose that's one reason that might not be the exact reason, but that's one reason that maybe you're thinking all these exterior things on your body and brains should attract men, but really it's what makes you tick. Say your name's Ashley or whatever. It's just what makes you Ashley is what the guy cares about, and that's how you get a boyfriend, not all these accolades. Because no one really, like if I found a really, really nice girl, right, and she, for example, had a law degree and was pretty and had all these cool things, or she was, I don't know, between jobs, didn't really have any direction. Both those things, that doesn't change the way I perceive the girl because I'm looking at what makes her tick.
Yeah.
It more comes down to personality. So maybe ask yourself that. And only piece of advice, we can't really answer the question, but the only piece of advice would be was just be happy doing your solo thing. You don't need a man right now. Like, but most of our listeners are young. Like, it'll come naturally and when you least expect it. So the best thing you can do rather than asking yourself, why can't I attract a boyfriend, is what can you do to become a better person?
Yeah.
And then like, it's just going to happen eventually. Like just keep working on yourself. And one day it clicks, some random guy is perfect, falls into your life, and you've developed as a person so much that you're perfect at that point, rather than always being like, it's the victim mentality. I'm perfect, but why can't I find a boyfriend?
Yeah, it actually is kind of like a victim mentality because it's like, you're right. I think once you just accept the fact that it's like, oh, look, I'm just not, I just don't, I just, I'm on my own right now.
Yeah.
You know, like once you just accept the fact that that's the case, and then you're like, and then maybe you'll also just be like, oh, like I want to be better, but I want to be better not because I want a boyfriend. I want to be better for myself. Like exactly. Once you start doing things for you, I guarantee you, you'll get like so locked in on like this grind of just like loving yourself that the, I bet you a boyfriend will just kind of accidentally fall on your doorstep and you'll be like, oh fuck, I wasn't even looking for it. And then like, and then it came. And then if you're ready for it at that moment, then you're ready for it. But if you have to, you maybe you have to have a conversation with yourself. And if you're not ready for it, then you're not ready for it. Like if you haven't gotten to where you want to be, but no one's ever really ready for it. You know, like you just kind of start hanging out with someone and then you're like, oh fuck, I could date this person. And then you keep hanging out with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it comes down to like seeing more men as well, dating the pool, like seeing what you like.
Yeah.
But it's all down to like personal like preferences and developing as a person, and one day it all clicks. Like
yeah, we it said. Does. Yeah, I just think it's too.
Yeah, you don't look for one. Yeah, do you, and eventually it'll fall on your footstep, and you'll be like, "Oh shit, the relatables were right," and you'll have the perfect man to fall in love. It's as simple as that.
Agreed. I couldn't agree more. I'm trying to think like, yeah, you just when you're looking for it, it just kind of I think you accidentally fall into a trap of once you find it, you're very happy. And then your happiness just relies on this person and it can't like
you
this
become,
person
you become codependent.
Yeah. Like this person can't
doesn't solve your problems.
Yeah. It can't be your source of happiness. This person can't be your parent. They can't dote on you all the time. They're not going to because they also have a life.
Yeah.
So you just have to really look at it in a way where you're like, oh, I'm very independent on my own.
Yeah.
And then I guarantee you it'll just accidentally fall. Oh wait, also when someone's independent and like loves themselves and they know what they're doing, they know what they have in life, they know what their purpose is, that shit attracts people.
Yeah, 100%.
It attracts the fuck out of people.
You don't realize it because at the time when you're doing it, it feels lonely.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once it happens, everyone's like, whoa, how did you get like this? And you're like, I've just been grinding.
Yeah, literally. And like also once you become comfortable with your loneliness, you're never alone again because you're just comfortable being lonely. That's like your comfortable state. Like I freaking love being alone.
I love being alone too.
Freaking love
being alone. So good. Just doing your own thing. Wake like, yeah, it's so good.
I just freaking love being alone. I love being able to just like burp and fart when I want to burp and fart. And I just like freaking know. You just get to watch whatever show you want. You scroll on TikTok if you feel like, you just go for it. I don't know. You just being alone is the best thing ever.
I just like that your time moves with you.
Mm.
So like whenever you want to go to the beach, you go to the beach straight away. You don't have to wait for anyone. Yeah. You want to go to the gym, you don't have to wait and meet someone there. It's just yes. you. You don't have to go on a date. So
I know.
Yo, you got uncapped potential to develop as a person. Don't go looking for that boy. It's going to fall in your footsteps.
Yeah, literally. We guarantee it.
All right, everybody. This is a two-part series. The male side's on Patreon.
Yeah.
And this one is things girls do when they gaslight you. All right, I will start. Things girls do when they gaslight you. Cry.
Fucking foul.
You don't know what to do when they start crying.
The power of instant tears is like, honestly, I'd pay for that power.
It's unfair.
I would pay for that power.
Honestly.
That's ridiculous. Oh, I didn't see any of them.
Really?
Yeah. I think I do have one.
I would hate to find out that like, the reason I said something was because she was fake crying and I wanted to make her feel better. And then she was just like, I was just putting it all on.
Well, that'd break my trust.
Yeah, I know.
That's like boy who cries wolf. You could never cry in front of me again because I'd be like, is this real?
Yeah. That's why like we shouldn't be able to cry on cue.
Honestly, yeah.
Acting.
Might I get some acting class?
Yeah. Joey Tribbiani technique still there, mate.
That's right. When did we talk about that?
I think it was on Patreon.
All right. Say to him, I remember everything, so that means I never said that.
Wow. Whoa. Wait, what?
Tell him I remember everything, so that means I never said that.
Yeah, you're wrong, mate. Yeah, honestly, I remember everything.
I reckon it's easier. Let's be real here.
I'd believe it too.
I reckon more girls get gaslit because guys are kind of trash, but I honestly reckon it's easier for a girl to gaslight a guy. I reckon I'd be gaslit easier than I could do some gaslighting.
True, true.
Like,
true.
Let's be real here.
Yeah. And then you also just like, she does remember everything, hey? Like,
yeah, yeah. She convinces you that she does remember everything. So you kind of like, she actually has a good memory, hey? And mine's pretty shit. So maybe I'm making this up, even though you're right.
Makes you doubt yourself.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's what gaslighting is.
This is good for like the awareness of like the activities you do. And then it's like our thinking process after that would happen, like as a male.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my one's similar. Pretend we forget something important that you told us so you don't think we're too into you.
So you don't think we're too into you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just like playing it cool.
No way. You could never be too into me.
There maybe on like a first date, he's like, oh, she's getting the orders. And like, I know exactly what he orders. Be like, oh. That's kind of smart. I won't mind that one.
Fair idea.
It's the head games, but I don't mind it.
So giving random hints over a long period of time, eventually praise him for coming up with a great idea.
I know too many people who do that, eh?
That's playing the long game.
Oh, drop the hints and just hope he picks up. I swear we've given that as advice. For
really?
Dude. Yeah.
I reckon.
Is that gaslighting?
Well, I mean, kind of, I guess. Is it? What if is it's it gaslighting or is it just planting a seed? Oh, no. Is it gaslighting or is it just like, I would say maybe like a little bit of, what is it? You're just kind of like getting what you want.
Oh, true. What if it's a nice activity that you like, but if you're dropping hints that you want to go on a hot air balloon and you're just saying, oh, I like balloons, like sunrises, and then you both go on activity, I think that's fine.
You're like, you watch a hot air balloon video and you're like, fuck, that'd be cool, eh?
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like, yeah, whatever, and turn it off, shit like that. Also, but just take him hot air ballooning,
yeah.
You know, and then he might return the favor with something different. Then you get two activities for the price of two, I guess. You both pay for one, but...
Exactly. Know? Next one. Things girls do when they gaslight you. Calling them a minute man.
I could last 20 minutes. And if you said that, I'd be like, wait, yeah, I am, aren't I?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Couldn't hear that as a man.
Fuck.
Minute man.
I think that females have too much power with being so good at sex, eh? Like, seriously. Convince him that he farted when... But it was you, in fact, who farted.
To be fair, I like that one and I'll believe it. It's like, what's that smell? It's like, did you fart? Like, maybe I did.
Because honestly, like when I'm alone, I do it so much that I wouldn't be able to know. Like, it's like, so it's like, did I just kind of let one slip and not realize?
Like, sorry.
Like, sorry. Yeah, I would apologize for it for sure. If you're game enough, you could be like, nah, and get down there and smell.
Oh, yeah.
You could be like, I know where this came from.
Game plan it. Next one. Give them a head to get what you want.
Yeah, that would work. Yeah, that would. Honestly, like, just being honest, like that would. Do whatever you want to me, and I'll give you whatever you want. Like, seriously, I'll give you.
I hate how simple we are as creatures.
I don't. Are you kidding? If all she wants is something, and I'm not going to give it to her unless she gives me head. Like, I didn't even think of that, and she's just giving me head, and then going, "Oh, wouldn't it be nice to do this?" And I'm like, "It would be nice. You know what? You deserve. You deserve this. You. I'm always empty. Like, seriously." Like, you're the best girlfriend ever. That's fine. Good at me.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
This one has happened to me before when I was younger, and it stressed me out all the time, all right? Say goodnight at 5 p.m.
Oh, so they don't go on their phone.
Just saying I'm mad without saying I'm mad.
Oh, good night.
Whatever, good night at like 5 p.m. And you're just like, I don't know. What the fuck?
You're not going to bed.
What's wrong with you?
Are you serious? Are you an old lady?
Like, it's like, tell me what's wrong. And they're just like, nothing's wrong. Good night. And you're like, what?
That is wild.
Yeah.
Hey. Good night.
It used to stress me out.
I couldn't hit there. That's mean. That's going to make you spiral and be like, what did I do?
So I'm saying gaslighting.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
That is bullshit. Point out a bald spot, even though there's not one there.
That couldn't happen to me.
I swear there's a little one like forming on the back of yours.
I know I don't have one on the back, Mike, but sure? I know I've got some receding on the front.
I can see it. I'm a bit taller than you.
You want to know why? I know why you're lying. Not today. These fucking Crocs have 2-inch heels, mate.
Oh, yeah,
I'm the same height as you right now. I know I am.
Whatever.
Point at a girl and say, she's so hot. Then get mad when he agrees.
Too many girls would do that.
I gotta say, he deserves to get in trouble because if he doesn't know what you're doing, this man's stupid.
That one's fun. I don't mind that one.
That one's fun. And I say, do it just for fun.
I love when they get angry. You're like, are you serious?
I know.
Like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean it. It's a trap. It's a trap.
Oh, also though, no matter what, it's a trap. Because if she goes, oh, that girl's so hot. And then you're like, nah, no, she's not. And she's like, oh, well, I'm bad as hot. I'm like, I'm as hot as her. Like, yeah. Shit like that. Or like, you're lying. She's like, if you disagree with her, if she says, oh, that girl's so hot and you disagree, she's like, you're lying to me. You think she's hot. You get in trouble regardless.
We can't win.
Literally, no, you can't.
Oh, that's annoying. Things girls do when they gaslight you. Go to the gym together and point out a guy who's lifting much heavier than you.
That's just how to emasculate me. That's not even gaslighting. What's that gaslighting me into? Lift more weight? I physically can't. That's just how you make me feel like shit.
I feel like you could use them in a fun and playful manner, but if you're serious, definitely don't do it.
If I am allowed to do it back, then it's fine.
I feel like girls don't care about how much weight they lift.
No, they don't care. Yeah. But if she says something,
yeah,
you best believe I'm allowed to point at someone's ass and say she's got a bigger ass than you. Yeah, all right?
True.
Jesus, two can play that game. Say to him, how does it feel to be 5'10 when he's over 6 foot?
I love that one.
That's a good, honestly, that's just like fun.
That hurts every man's soul.
Yeah, that's just fun. Not all of these have been all that toxic.
It makes you second guess yourself.
Yeah,
too.
Girls aren't too bad. Girls are kind of good.
Tell him, he's so big, you can't take it anymore. But really, the sex sucks and you want to leave.
Wait, what? Oh, wait. You're saying it's too big, so I can't take it, so we have to break up. But it's actually just because it's shit sex.
You got to stop doing it.
That's funny.
Stop doing the deed.
This one kind of goes with one you've already said. Just make them horny.
Just make them horny. Like, oh, the horny head one. Yeah,
and
yeah,
you can get whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh,
that one works. Things girls do when they gaslight you. Yours is perfect, babe. The big ones hurt.
Oh, fuck. I had one of them as well. Oh, my God.
You don't want to hear yours is perfect. You like, okay. I like the above average. Okay, yours is like bigger.
What I want to know right now is how a girl's not trained. Okay. A guy also, sometimes guys also ask questions that they don't want the answer to. And they're going to say, like, is my dick big? All right. Yeah. Literally, without hesitation, you should be expecting that question at some point. Without hesitation, all you have to say is, oh, yeah, it's the biggest I've ever had. Casually. Like, oh, yeah, it's the biggest I've ever had. Just didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to give you a big head. Which makes sense. I'd believe that. I would 100% just lie to me.
Yeah, because you believe we don't see other dicks.
Like, no! Yeah. All I see is mine.
Yeah, exactly.
The occasional porn dick, but like, seriously.
Yeah. Those things are absurd.
They're not real.
Exactly.
Act annoyed when he doesn't remember something I forgot to tell him.
Oh, that one's bad. Did you forgot?
You forgot. We had my mum's birthday dinner, you asshole.
And she's like, I didn't even tell this bitch.
She's like, oh, shit. She's like, shit.
He's like running around. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's get ready real quick.
A girl could literally never just apologize for forgetting something. Hey, you just got to act upset. Oh, my God.
That funny. And then in her head, she's like, I've got him.
I've got one here. It says, don't worry. Tell him, don't worry. The big one's hers. So it's just like yours.
Last one. Tell him he said another girl's name in his sleep when he didn't.
What's the point? You're not even mad at him and he's just going to stretch. Oh, yeah, it's because you want flowers or something.
Chocolate. You woke up and felt like chocolate.
Yeah. Honestly, sometimes I feel like girls wake up and they're just like, today's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make him stress.
Had a couple of them start bawling when he wakes up. He's like, what's wrong?
I just want some compliments. Yeah. That's all I want today. He's lacking on the compliments.
Oh, there's easy ways to do it. Just ask.
sending Snapchats to the wrong person to make them think you're in demand.
I remember. I think I used to do that when I was like 16.
Shut up.
Like I used to send it to him and be like, oh shit, wrong person.
Shut the fuck
up. And then start a conversation.
Stop. Yeah. Did you actually?
When I was like, yeah.
Did it work?
I think so, yeah.
Honestly, that's good.
That's like a thing when you're younger.
Sorry, wrong person. And then they're like, oh, so like he's talking to other guys. Sorry, he's talking to other girls.
It looks so dumb. It's like, sorry, wrong person. They're like, all good. And like, oh, so how are you? Like, how dumb am I?
Honestly, fair. Me and my group of mates, so Oddie and I weren't in the same group in like year 7, 8 or whatever. But the group of mates I was friends with, we used to, do you remember Kick?
Yeah.
So Kick was a messaging platform and it was fucking heinous.
That was right? The shit.
You could get it. Anything was allowed on Kick. All yeah. right. So what me and my mates used to do, this is the craziest thing ever. I hate myself for doing this. And
I have no idea what you're going
to
say.
So I've never told you this.
Yeah.
So we used to, it was like, we'd have a sleepover. Like most weekends, like we just like have a sleepover, like group of mates would have a sleepover. I think I did it once. All right. You have to be friends. So you message a girl that's at school on Kick.
Yeah.
And it would be like, we'd all egg on one guy to do it. All right. And you admit feelings for them.
Yeah.
When you don't.
Okay.
Basically you just like make them think you like them.
Yeah.
And then I actually don't even remember what we did after it, to be honest.
That's
with you.
All we did.
I'm pretty sure we just like.
Bro, that is so toxic.
It's fucked, eh?
How old were you?
I was like 14.
Oh my
14, God. 15. That was like 10 years ago.
Our brains are so small.
It was like kind of fresh social media era. Like it's the craziest thing I've ever even done.
Oh.
Like I can't, I don't remember. I'm trying to think what did we do? Like I'm sure we would. And the only time it was bad is when they were like, oh, I like you too. If a girl doesn't like you back, it doesn't matter because you're just doing it to have fun with your mates. But when they like you back, I don't remember what we did. And I don't remember if I ever had a girl like me back.
I hope not.
Yeah, same. I hope not either. I remember is that we were just, it's fucked.
Yeah.
How wild is that?
That's right. You realize like young boys are just like.
Seriously, we don't have anything going on up in our head.
No, I'm out.
Oh, okay. Tell him about good things other guys did.
No, don't do that. That's not even gaslighting.
That's not even gaslighting?
Yeah, nah.
Okay. Oh, that's a crying one. Saying, I never do this with anyone while doing something sexual.
That's hot. That's not gaslighting. Is that gaslighting? But she does do it with other people. But
she's
so
definitely done it with other people.
Nah, to be fair.
Just convince me you have.
Yeah, just feed my delusion.
Yeah, exactly. Just tell me you're-
You make me feel special.
Just tell me you're really good at giving head, but tell me I'm the first one you gave it to. Just say you're a natural. All right, just don't tell me other guys have said the same. Don't say, oh, I've heard that before.
Tricks of the
trade.
Just
say, oh, that's crazy. I've never done this before.
Tricks of the trade, mate. Tricks of the trade.
You're always on your phone 5 seconds after we put our phone down. I fucking hate that.
Yeah, I know.
I hate that. She decides that she wants some attention. She puts her phone down and then she's like, why are you always on your phone?
Yeah. I'm right here. Ridiculous. Love me.
I'm done. That's all mine.
Gaslighting. Honestly though, some of them are fun, but most of them,
the girl ones are just kind of fun.
They are kind of fun. They're not as, we did the males on Patreon and they were very, didn't make you sit right in your stomach. They were more.
Yeah, no, they were just like literally like things because.
Yeah, it just wasn't right. But
I think it's because the guys don't have the power of sex.
We don't.
Like seriously.
Yeah, it's fun. It's funny the dynamic shift, isn't it? Like just with simple things like speech and the way that it comes across. Like most of them were funny. The ones the dudes just didn't make you sit right at all.
No, it's just kind of like, unsettling.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think though, like what's the, why is it? I'm sure there's plenty of girls that are out there like that do properly gaslight.
Oh yeah.
But it's like the little like cheeky gaslighting or like, I just.
Cheeky ones are fine. But
it's like just a little cheeky way to like, I don't want to say gaslighting because it's a strong word, but just kind of like manipulate getting something that you want. It's just funny. I find it funny.
If you're doing it in a playful manner, it's fine. But if you're actually doing it in a manipulative way, I think that's when shining a light on it like this is funny because then it makes you reassess your approach.
Yeah.
And make sure he's like actually okay with it and it's not manipulating him.
Like getting something you want, like playing it the long run, like trying to plant an idea.
Yeah.
Look, it may be a little manipulative, but I think it's genius.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, I think it's ingenious. And then when he gets you said thing and you act all surprised and you're like, oh my God, how'd you know? You're just making him feel good too, you know? So it's like-
If both parties win, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. If both parties win, it's fine. And then just, I don't know. What's it called? Congratulate him? No, not congratulate him. Fuck, what's it called?
Give him
I
head.
Can't think of the word. Yeah, sure, give him head, whatever. The way to a man's heart is head. Whatever.
Oh, gaslighting.
Okay, all right. Finella, producer in the studio, she just, after we did the gaslight, she's chimed in. She said she has a friend, obviously when it ends, but she started, there's a thing called, did you say Pavlov's theory? So this guy would feed his dogs and then ring a bell, or ring a bell then feed his dogs or something like that. So then whenever he rung the bell, the dogs would come in to be fed. Every time her boyfriend bought her flowers, she gave him head and he subconsciously caught on and he went from buying her flowers like once or twice a year to like heaps.
Yeah.
There you go, girls.
Both parties are winning actually.
What's something a guy could do to like,
Just do that.
Yeah.
Just flowers, little sticky notes, like random little sticky notes on a car or something.
True, true.
They're really nice.
See, the thing is like, because guys, so girls do have the power of like doing something to a guy sexually that's just going to make him do stuff more. What's it? So here's my thing, actually. What I want is, I want to think of a thing that, so maybe every single time a girl says something nice about herself, I think that's rare.
Oh.
Girls are always very hard on themselves and I'm not a fan of it.
You're thinking of giving him a...
So I'm thinking like, what's a simple little thing like every time...
What about a hug?
You could, yeah, just like a hug. Girls like
what hugs. About a kiss? Just she says, oh, my hair looks nice today. And you're just like, what?
Yeah, true. Or like she puts an outfit on and she's like, damn, I'm really vibing this outfit.
That's a good idea. Because
girls are always like, girls are never just like, yeah, I'm so happy with it right now. They're never happy with their body. They never think. And I think like, one thing that could help is getting stuck in a good habit of always saying something nice about yourself and never saying bad things about yourself. So saying something nice about yourself and have a little reward for it, but like it's subconscious. So how do you do that? I don't know how to do that.
I think, well, it's just a simple thing.
Okay, every time you hear her say something nice, say, let's go on a date this weekend.
Yeah, I like that.
Girls like dates.
Yeah, I like that. Even that's a good idea, Jake.
So then it'll accidentally catch on.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So any guys listening?
Yeah, add a little.
Any of the 10 guys listening? There's got to be more than 10. It's got to be more. Think about it. What is it? Something certain.
It's gone to like 8%.
Okay, so there's got to be something like, there's like 18,000 a month.
Yeah.
Something crazy. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Okay, we got this. All right, everybody. Fan requested deep segments are back.
Ooh. They have been some comments.
Yeah, we've been getting some comments. Jake doesn't read them, but I do. And they're not going anywhere. They're just fewer and in between because we're mixing everything up. So they're definitely not going anywhere by any means. But
no, I just don't like reading comments because I don't want to get hurt.
Mm.
And if they're all really good, I don't want to get a big head.
I use it for research.
Yeah.
But sometimes I get ideas.
Yeah, true. And also it's like, even if there was like 10 good ones and one bad one, I'm focusing on that bad one.
See, I've got a strong mindset, so I don't mind reading.
That's why I just don't read them at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, this is, we're just, for the people, deep, even though I loved it, deep's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's just hard, a little bit harder for new listeners because we're getting new listeners to get into deep because it's not as clicky, but we do like doing it. So this one is about connection and friendship. I think connection and friendship give you some of the most valuable feelings there is, a sense of belonging and outlet and a sense of home. However, I feel like the internet's prioritized boosting yourself, self-worth and self-image. And with that, we take for granted the people around us. So I wanted to talk about like the determinants that get in the way of our friendships and hopefully band-aid a few friendships and maybe prioritize some that you're taking for granted right now in life. Some of the determinants again in the way of friendship.
A fan sent that in.
No, this is me.
Your fans were just requesting deep segments come back.
Yeah.
Oh.
You with it now?
Yeah.
Don't you think one of the most valuable things is a friendship?
Yes.
Like taking away, I really think the internet has made you think about you, make money. How do I get the fast car? How do I get the cool house? And it's taken away the connection really is one of the most important things there is.
Yeah, I don't know though. Like, I think it's taken away its forms of connection, but it's also created plenty of forms of connection.
Yeah, but we also talk about how communication, no one knows how to communicate because of our dilemmas. The simple thing would be having a conversation.
Facts. No one knows how to communicate because it's all behind a screen now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about a couple of factors that influence why a relationship or friendship might be breaking up or there's something in the way. So the first one is jealousy.
Ooh.
People get jealous of how much money their friend makes.
Yeah.
Or maybe how much money their family has.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or items they buy. Yeah. Or even if their partners, if they get a relationship and their partner, they hang out with their partner more and they don't hang out with their friendship, they're jealous.
That one's common.
Yeah.
And even like hanging out with a different friend, posting it on your story, posting it on Instagram or whatever, everything like you see, everyone sees everything.
Well, it's hard. I don't know why everyone experiences jealousy and it's more how you deal with it. You should be able to consciously, that's why I wanted to have a conversation around it because everyone gets jealous of their friends when something cool happens in their life or something like that. Initially, your brain has this weird hardwired thing. It's like, why him and not me?
Yes.
But you need to consciously process that and be like, no, that's one of my good friends. I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
Something else will happen in my life. Let him, he's in the limelight right now. That's good for him.
Yeah.
And it's just changing that switch a little bit.
Yeah, I think I like to think of, I listened to there's a comedian. I forget his name. He's a massive Jimmy Carr.
Mm.
Jimmy Carr. He's actually like a very deep bloke, although he's a comedian.
Yeah.
But I listened to him like on this really deep podcast, and he said that he has these different views on jealousy, and so he thinks that like he thinks envious and jealousy kind of to him have two different meanings. So it's like when you're jealous of someone, you look at it as like, I don't know, like let's say you fucking did something, I don't know, you got something good. If I was like jealous, that means I want that thing and I want you not to have that thing.
Mm.
But it's like envious is kind of just like, I'm just envious that he has that because I also want it.
Yeah.
Whereas like, and like, I don't think like envious and jealousy, they're both kind of bad feelings to have, but it's like jealousy is more of like a thing where to him at least, and I kind of liked it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then it's also just like trying to figure out envious and I don't know where I'm trying to go here, but just like if you envy something of someone where it's like you just want that thing that they have, but you also want them to have it, like you don't care that they have it. You probably just need to try and like change your mindset into a way of like catching yourself thinking that way.
Yeah, 100%.
And then just being more happy for said person.
It's being more aware of the emotions you're feeling and not letting them overtake you and impact the relationship.
Yeah, and I find I'm going to go, maybe still happens with friends, but like even with other maybe podcasts or I lately I've been really trying to look at something where someone's done something big and think like, oh, good on them. Like, oh, good on them. You know, even if I do feel a little jealous of it, where it's like, damn, I do wish I had that too. I just think like I'm trying to change it into like, oh, good on them, good on them.
Yeah, that's
and
exactly.
Like, just say good on them, but I can think jealously. But say good on them because
that's
it's
going to
change my mindset eventually. Yeah. Yeah.
That's an in real life example.
Yeah.
That's good. Next one, I think so relatable for people our age. And a big reason why relationships and especially friendships fall apart is growth. I think growth doesn't mean a friendship has to be finished. It's about understanding each other's differences and where the end destination wants to be. Mm-hmm. And you can still stay friends. But a lot of people say like, you're changing. I don't want to be friends with you anymore. You're a different person. But I think in reality, it can be like, I want to understand where you want to go and how can this friendship stay together and I can help that. But we're going in different ways in life, but our friendship doesn't have to change. It's understanding it rather than just being like you're changing.
Exactly. Yeah. I think if someone was to say to you like, you know, oh, you're changing. I think like if you were, they might be jealous.
I think personally. That probably go hand in hand.
They might be jealous, but also it's like if someone was to say that to you and you're like, oh, maybe I am changing and they make you feel bad about it, maybe try and catch yourself and like, and if you think about how you were a year ago and how you are right now, like which one are you happier with? If you're happy with the current situation, that means it's not change, it's growth. Like you need to understand the difference and some people just don't grow at the same rate.
Exactly, and you have to understand that.
Yeah, so understanding that's probably the biggest step. And then once you understand that, you would even have a bit of more patience for that person.
Even because, again, bringing it into real time, like our friends, we're going in a very different pathway to our friends.
Mm.
And as a result, it's made us hang out with them a little bit less.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them work the 9-to-5 where we don't typically do that and we don't feel like we have to drink on the weekend, so we're not hanging out with them more.
Mm.
And I'd probably say it's not at a bad stage or I haven't lost any friends, but like if it keeps going on the way it is, I probably won't hang out with them again. So I've got to consciously put in the work to see where their goals are and ours are and still put in time to have a friendship with them.
Yeah, and it's funny thinking about it. I've thought about it before where it's – so if you use our friends for an example, like we actually have friends that they do have goals and stuff. Not like the same, like they don't want to have a podcast or whatever, but like similar to us in the way where it's like we have goals, we have where, you know, direction of where we want to go. And you can see – I've heard them talk about things they want to do and then it's just that they just haven't started it yet. I think it's like once they talk about it and you can see it, you're kind of like, okay, I see that. It's like, oh, you do have like ambition and stuff like that, you know? And then it's just being patient and understanding that not everyone starts something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like it's fine. We've had some friends just like tell us stuff that they want to do.
Yeah.
And it's always, and I mean, I'm always just like, yeah, do it. Just do it. Just start. Please just start. Please do it. Like, blah, blah, blah.
And it's understanding too that they might be scared and they need a little push from a friend and that, understanding that they to grow because we've maybe a couple steps ahead in growing that they need a push and I can be there for them rather than losing them as a friend.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's important. Next thing is, I think it's probably one of the bigger ones. other friends get in the way of relationships. Some friends speak badly of said person, and then you, as a consequence, stop hanging out with them. And I think this is a big one. I'm going to say it. It might not be right. Girls' friendship groups. They talk shit about one girl. You see it all the time, and then all the girls just like cut her out of the circle just for no reason.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go high school in particular.
Yeah, yeah.
Being a girl in high school would be. I don't even know what I want to say. I just want to be like, I see you, and I see that it looks difficult. Mm. You know, if you can get through it, fucking, you're a better person on the other end of it. Because like, you got to think like girls get.
What's it called? Ostracized.
I don't even know what ostracized means. All I want to say is they just get banished from groups.
Yeah.
You can go from one day having friends to the next day having none.
And I think it still does go in real life.
Yeah.
Like they form little circles within circles, and then they just cut that girl out for one reason, said she talk shit about this, and they're like, oh, did she now? Yeah, she's out.
Exactly. And whereas guys will just, I don't know, punch a few times and they'll be fine.
No, yeah, and it's not even that. And I think it's just something about, I don't know, I don't know the word. It's coming as like bitchiness. It's just like, why do you do that? Like you lose a friendship over one thing rather than talking it out. Like it's so simple just to talk it out. So yeah. don't necessarily listen to what your one friend says about you.
Yeah.
Figure it out for yourself.
No, agreed.
And then my last one is not a massive one, but I think it plays into consideration when forming friends and why friendships don't flourish is fear. A lot of people are scared of rejection, even when it comes to like asking friends to hang out. In case they'll say no, and they just don't ask.
Okay.
Like when you start hanging out with new groups and stuff like that, and you're maybe the new one or a new friend, and you're like, oh, I want to hang out with Jake, but like, yeah. If I ask, he might say no, so I'm not going to do it. And then the friendship doesn't flourish.
I don't really struggle with the fear of someone saying no, hey?
I think a lot of people do though.
I do, yeah, you're probably right. I reckon a lot of people would. Are you trying to say like people just need to recognize that?
I'm saying people shouldn't let fear take them over, and they should just do it. And take no as not a bad thing.
Just true, yeah. If someone's just busy, like no one's going to say, no, I don't want to hang out with you just because I don't want to hang out with you. Like they're always going to be nice and kind of make an excuse. And they're just like, just believe the excuse, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's.
I'd rather know and potentially get a new friend. Because at this age, it's very hard to make new friends.
When you're older, it's more difficult, yeah.
And then all those things come into consideration and fear's like, oh, I don't know, he's kind of got his friend group already. I don't want to ask him or I don't want to ask her. But then just do it and then figure it out for yourself and then move on.
Yeah.
Don't let fear decide whether or not you're going to make new friends.
Yeah, I agree. Because I always, I need to actually just like make effort to see friends more, to be completely honest with you.
You don't at all.
No, I don't know why
either. It doesn't faze you though, so I don't think it's a problem.
Nah, I don't, yeah, I don't know. I think not being fazed by it's not a problem, but I think like not, it's like I don't not try because they don't try. I just don't try because it doesn't ever cross my mind.
Mm.
Is that?
Well, I think we got lucky, in that our friends are always there no matter what.
Yeah.
Because we've known them for so long. Whereas a lot of people coming into new jobs, new stages in their life, they're moving to new places where they know new people.
Mm.
And they don't have that security of their friends are always going to be there and they got to make new ones.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to like figure out what's getting in the way of having new friendships in the new places. Because we're at a funny stage in life where like...
Yeah, I definitely
get... We're shifting.
I reckon I would get... I have a mindset of I don't need any more friends.
Mm.
You know, is that like... Do you reckon you have that? Yeah, I have a mindset of like, oh yeah, I just don't need any more.
Mm-hmm.
And so that may in turn makes it so I don't try to have any more.
Mm.
So if I meet someone that's very nice and could potentially be a good friend, I just don't even try because I just like, I think, oh, they're a nice person, but I don't need one.
I don't think that's bad at any point. And if someone's trying to be a friend of you, if you just make that clear, that's fine. That's just your preferences. But I just thought it was funny because, I don't know, I feel like you got to value those friendships, especially a lot more.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, agreed.
Leave it on that.
Yep. Okay, guys, we are at the end of episodes now is we call a friend and we compliment them and we want you guys to start doing it too. This week we are calling
Jack.
Jack Jenkins. People that are from early on, all right, they will know this guy.
He's been in the potty a few times. He's the most recurring guest, but he hasn't been on a long time.
We haven't had any guests forever.
He's what compliments are we going to give? He's a plumber.
Yeah, yeah. What are we going to give him?
He's the most best friend to have around. He just makes the vibe so good. So I'm going to say, I said funny last week. I'm going to say Jack.
Okay. One of us should say.
What about I say something about I value our friendship, Jack? You mean a lot to me.
You say that.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, I'm going to tell him he really knows how to like bring up a room that's lost its like spark.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello, Otway.
Hey, Jack. How's it going, man?
Good, mate. What's happening?
I just wanted to call you and say I really value your friendship as a mate and it means a lot to me.
Thanks, heaps, man. I really value your friendship.
That's all right.
Oh, that was sweet. I'm here too, Jack.
I love you, Craigie.
I'm going to... I love you too. But we have to both do one. I wanted to say that I think that you really know how to light up a room when it's in like a bad kind of like vibe.
Well, I think you smell.
He doesn't know what to say because he's so heartwarm. Yeah. That's all. We just wanted to compliment you, Jack, and say we value you very much, mate.
Thanks, Pete, boys. I'm currently just bringing all my groceries inside.
Ah, good on you.
That's all right. We'll leave it at that and have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, boys. I'll see you.
Bye. All right, everybody. That's normalizing compliments for your friends. Do it. They're important people in your lives. And we'll leave it at that. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Bye.
See ya.